righty. Baby, we have made it back for another episode.
We sure have.
Yeah. This thing seems to happen every week.
Seems so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is show 202. Remember I mentioned a few shows ago about us doing something special for show 200?
Yeah, we've had too much going on. We didn't think about it.
We didn't do anything special for 200.
We've had too much going on in our lives to think about it.
There's been a lot of things happening, and so we really just didn't think about it. I got it. We got up that Saturday morning and just did our little recording and went on and didn't think nothing about it. So you could tell this is not high production here. So.
No, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. But it was a milestone for us that we have tolerated putting out 200 episodes. And people, at least for the most part, we've had at least one listener on all 200 shows. Mm. Yeah. Thank you.
This isn't for them. This is for us.
Thank you to myself. Oh, boy. I do get a fun laugh on Thursdays when we go back and I'm listening to the show because it's in my podcast feed, and so it just pops up and I listen, and then it reminds me of things that I laugh at, mm-hmm. and things that are going on. So it's good therapy for me.
Yep.
So very good. So how's your week at work been?
My week at work has been good.
Okay.
Got no complaints.
Had any fun? What you done with the kiddos?
Well, we've had our story time, and they, let's see, how many did I have? 7 kids.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They enjoyed themselves. We, what did we talk about this week? Penguins.
Penguins.
They learned about penguins, and we read some funny story. Yeah.
Okay.
Some funny stories, and we made our own penguin. We used cotton balls.
Oh.
Yeah, they enjoyed themselves. And they learned a little bit about penguins, and then we read some funny stories.
Yeah, so, penguins are not things that we find in our area.
Yeah, I told him, I said, I asked him, I said, where do penguins live? And one of the little boys, he said, they like it cold. I said, yes, sir, they like it cold. They mainly live up in the Arctic. I said, but you know what? We have some penguins that live here in South Carolina. I said, down at Ripley's Aquarium. I said, so if you ever go to Ripley's Aquarium, you'll get to see them.
Yeah.
I said, there's some that live there. I said, I'm not exactly sure how many, but I said, their habitat there is probably cold.
Yeah.
I said, and also, if you go to Charleston, to the big aquarium there, they have some penguins there. Yeah. I said, and they, you know, I said, so.
The State Museum, I think.
I said, you don't have to travel all the way to the Arctic to see them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about penguins, you know, learned some interesting facts. But we read some fun stories, and they loved it. One of the penguins we read about, he had the hiccups. So Miss Donna was,
oh boy.
And they were trying, you know, in the book, his friends were trying to figure out how to help him get rid of his hiccups. And at the very end, he said, my friend Franklin said, if you scare somebody with the hiccups. And so help me with that. Let's count down. 1, 2, 3, boo. Nope, he still had them. So they tried a second time. Didn't work. The third time, he said, one more time, and let's go crazy, really, really loud. 1. So I had the kids counting down with me. 2, 3. And when you turn the page, Franklin hops out of the water. Roar! It's a big old whale.
Oh, okay.
He did scare it out of him.
Okay.
But come to find out, penguins get the hiccups when they eat spicy food.
Really?
He had ate chili.
Uh-huh.
Give him the hiccups. Then Franklin said, let's have some spicy tacos. And so, of course, he had the hiccups again.
All right.
They loved that book. And Cheryl was in the other room, but she could hear me. And I'm like, oh, open it and start. She said, no, the adults were loving it, hearing you. And she said, you're awesome with those kids. So,
good.
But, yeah, they learned about penguins. And
penguins and hiccups.
And hiccups.
Yeah.
And we had other fun books, you know, about penguins, too. But that one just stood out.
Okay.
Because the kids, you know, were involved. I tried to let them help me with the stories.
You know?
So, but, yeah, the week has been fine. I got stuff ready for this coming week. Then the following week, I'll be starting my new homeschool program.
Okay.
And it looks like we're going to have a crowd.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
As Cheryl said, I hope this doesn't come back to bite us in the butt. I said, well.
Well, sometimes you don't know how things are going to.
Come to find out, I didn't know it, but Aynor has a homeschool association.
Yeah, I'm sure they
do. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And she's had several people call and ask. They saw it on our.
Okay.
They saw it on our face or website or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it for all ages? Cheryl said, yes, ma'am. She said, okay. So Cheryl's like,
oh, boy.
So Cheryl says, this is my baby.
Yours? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It is. I'm the children's person.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. So I'm excited to see how it goes. And, okay. You know, if it gets too big, we may have to split them in two different groups, like the younger kids and the older kids.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the thing with homeschool kids is they're used to doing things on their own, so they could be more helpful.
Well, the way I've got it set up.
You could give the older kids tasks to do to help with
them. Yeah, well, the way I've got it set up is they'll come in, I'll welcome them. And the first one, I'm going to introduce myself for those that don't know me. I'll welcome them and we'll kind of introduce, you know, if I don't know them, I'm going to have them go around and have them tell me their names or whatever. But then I'll introduce the theme for the week. Our first meetup is going to be about Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Seuss's birthday is on March the 2nd.
Right.
So I've got some fun facts for them about Dr. Seuss that they may not know, you know, what his real name is and so forth. And it's also Read Across America Week. So read, folks.
Yeah.
So they're going to be learning about Dr. Seuss in my homeschool group. Talk about what their favorite Dr. Seuss books are. We're going to have a STEAM challenge. They're going to stack the hats. You know that big hat that the Cat in the Hat wears?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to be stacking hats. See how tall they can stack them. Okay. But they're going to be using the 3-ounce red Solo cups.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and they'll have cups and they'll have some pieces of paper. They're going to have to figure out how to do it.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well,
in a certain length of time.
That sounds like you're going to have a bunch of crowd, a big crowd there. So, cool. Anything else fun going on? I mean, that sounds like enough. But
that's enough. My kids, we've rearranged the library. Yeah. We've taken out some of our public computers. We had 8. Now we only have 4.
Yeah.
It looks so much better. We have so much more room.
Yeah. Because you never had 8 people at a time going
in there.
And we've
taken out, we had 4 in the kids' room. We've taken out 2 of those. So now they're sitting spaces, you know, at the, you know, computers.
Right.
You know, we've rearranged the kids' room as well because I had to have more walking space and we just moved some shelves around. So it was good.
Cool.
But yeah, everything's going good. Cheryl and I are doing well. Just rolling along. We're getting, you know, in this planning stages for summer reading. But yeah, it's all going good. We got a big book sale coming up in March.
Ah, I have some books I can put in that.
We have a lot.
From the shelf.
If you got some you want to donate and get rid of,
there's some on the shelf in the living room.
You ain't touching my shelf.
I can donate Donna's books.
No, you cannot.
Oh man. Well, my work's been I don't know. It's been in and out. I've been in and out of the office a lot this week. So not a whole lot with my work. They've kind of given me a lot of freedom to come and go.
They've been very supportive of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll folks, while he's been in and out of the hospitals, his dad's been in the hospital.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a second. But so they've been very flexible. Basically, just, you know, work what you can and whatever you need to do. We're not at crunch time right now, so it's not as critical. But you know, March is normally our month that's really crazy. And April, of course, but. So they've been very supportive, and the reason they've been supportive is because my dad's been in the hospital. He, I guess, took a turn for the worse when he fell the last time, and he just did not do well. And we're planning on doing maybe next week. I was thinking about this. We would do a show to, I guess, remember my dad because he passed away this week.
Yes, we lost him.
So he went peacefully, and his mind is right now. He had dementia, and all that's fixed. And we believe in our faith in Christ that he is in heaven.
He's with John's mama now.
And he's aggravating my mama again. and
I believe Tucker's with him, our little Tucker.
Well, hopefully. But that's... it's been a tough week because I've been in and out of work a lot because I would go and visit him in the hospital that morning, and then I would take a 2-hour lunch and then go see him at lunch, and then I would after work I would stop and stay at the hospital for a good while.
Yeah,
and so that was kind of my routine for this whole week.
Yeah,
and so you know, Dad passed away on the
22nd
February 22nd that evening.
And folks, we're heartbroken.
Yeah,
we're gonna miss him, but we rejoice in the fact that we know where he's at.
Yeah,
he had a peaceful home going. I was kind of bothered because I wasn't with John when he passed. I was home.
Well, you were where you needed to be,
and I was with him when his mama passed.
Well, I just happened to be, you know, like I said, I stopped in the afternoons, and we stopped, and my daughter Bridget was there.
She was there, and our niece Stephanie, who came in from Virginia, they were with him.
And so we were just kind of talking and hanging out, and I'll talk more about this next week. I think we're just going to set up a separate show.
So just
be with us next week, and because I got a bunch of, I've been thinking of all these funny things that have happened as a kid and when I grew up and the way my dad.
He had quite the life.
So my dad was a busy guy. Mm-hmm. He was always doing something. And we always picked that. And for those listening, you may have heard the phrase, a person who does all kinds of things. They're called a jack of all trades.
He truly was.
Well, my dad was named Jack.
Mm-hmm. His name is Jack.
And he was a jack of all trades. My dad has done hundreds of different types of jobs. Yep. And enjoyed the majority of them.
Yeah.
And so the joke was always that, you know, people would say, oh, you're like a jack of all trades. I said, no, my dad's jack of all trades. I'm John of all trades. Because I took that from, I got that from him to just be handy and being able to fix things and just do things and just, I don't know, it just comes natural to me to be able to just, I understand, even though I'm not a car mechanic, I understand how they work and I can just, I can diagnose things.
You can diagnose things, and you can fix small.
And people are like, "That's crazy! How do you know that?"
I'm like, "You can fix small things on the car."
I don't really know.
But when it comes to big stuff, he's like, "I don't really want to mess with that."
Well, because I don't have the tool or the time. But my dad was always into stuff. He was always doing things, and so we'll talk more about that next week. I told Donna, I said I'd like to do a
that is fine
honor my dad show, and because you know,
here we've lost his dad, and we thought we were going to be losing mine. But mine is doing well. He was moved to rehab to do his physical therapy and his occupational therapy, and hopefully he'll work smart with them and he can get home soon. And he, you know, his you know, I'll be glad to have him home. It's been a difficult time for John and I. The first of this year has not been like a normal year. We've been stretched two ways. And
we've just had a lot, and we're not saying that our world's falling apart.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's just that it's been different,
and there's been
a lot of things that have happened to people around us that we love, and so we've been trying to be there to help and do things, and so.
And it was, you know, we spent time yesterday afternoon at the farm.
Yeah.
And where John's oldest brother lives with his wife, which, you know, now is his farm, but was where my father-in-law was born and raised. And the middle brother, Richard, he came in yesterday. So it was good to see all three brothers together.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I hope during this time they'll have some time just to be together.
Well, you know, it's just like any other time we get together. We sit around and tell stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I think y'all went out and explored the barns and
we just looked at stuff
and who wants what.
Well,
thank God he had a will.
Well, we didn't completely go through all that.
But they were just looking
because things remind us of stories. You know, hey, you remember this thing on the tractor or this thing or you know, here's a story behind this or, you know, there's always a story with something. Because we had my dad. He did a lot of things.
He had a lot of stuff.
And he had a lot of stuff, but it wasn't necessarily valuable stuff. It was just things that he had accumulated over.
Blantons tend to collect a lot of stuff.
It is a genetic thing in our family.
But my husband kind of has nipped that in the bud.
I am the renegade or rogue. I've gone rogue on that. Whatever that word is.
You have rebelled.
Rebelled. That's exactly right. I have rebelled against the the gene that's in my family tree to collect. Listen, John used to have a lot of stuff. Every single thing you can find.
John used to have a lot of stuff.
I did, and I've rebelled against that.
He has cleaned out and thrown away, sold, give away. If it ain't nailed down, do we need this? Nope. Okay, he's gone.
I'm telling you, I matter of fact, I went through my phone the other day. Yeah. I was looking for a phone number for somebody, and I thought, why do I have this number? Yeah, I don't need that. Boom, get rid of it. Why do I need? I don't need this number. Boom. Wow, this person's been dead for 15 years. Why do I still have their cell phone number? Boom, get rid of it.
I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm cleaning out my contacts. He said, and there was one person, he said, who is this? I said, I have no clue. He said, okay, gone.
Yeah, I would meet somebody, just randomly, I'd meet somebody, mm-hmm. we'd have a conversation and talk, and then yeah. they'd say, oh, well, you know, if you ever need this or something, well, here's my contact information. Yeah. And they would give me their information, and I would put it in my phone, and it would be transferred from phone to phone to phone as I transferred phones. And some of that stuff was 20 years old. And I thought, why do I need this? I don't even know who this is now.
So, yeah, folks, he gets rid of stuff. He doesn't hold on to nothing.
But... My
he's
dad
kept me all these years.
I'm not planning on getting rid of you yet. I'm not going to get rid of you
yet. Oh, folks.
Oh boy, that's the button I like to push.
Yeah.
And we reminisce through pictures and things like that. So that's what we do when we get together. When the three boys get together, we always talk about stuff. Yeah. So we have a good time, and that's probably what this next week. And the next weekend is going to be like, because Dad's not going to be funeralized for a while because we're waiting on family to come in. Yeah. So we have family spread all over the country. So, but next week we're going to talk more about my dad. And I've just been thinking of funny things that we've done.
You might want to write them down because
I will because, you know me, I can forget.
You can't forget you. Yeah.
But it's been a difficult week. But then again, it's been a good week to know that Dad is no longer suffering. Mm-hmm. He's not hurting. He's not. His mind is good. Yeah. He's not fighting with himself.
Yeah,
that was one of the things with dementia is that people fight. They tend to fight internally with themselves because they think they know what's happening, but they don't know what's happening, and it frustrates them and it makes them mad, and they have no control over the things that they remember or can't remember, and then it just creates a lot of strife. And so Dad's no longer having to deal with that.
But I'll tell you, his last day, Thursday.
Yeah.
I know you guys have all heard of Quilts of Valor.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So go ahead, since you started it.
Well, anyway, I wasn't there, but they came and presented him with a quilt.
Yeah.
Of course, he didn't even know they were there, but it was very beautiful.
Yeah, it was really nice that they came and they did that. My dad was in the military.
Yeah, he was in the military.
He's a retired Air Force.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take that.
No, that's fine. No.
Go ahead and talk.
But that's all I was really going to say. I was going to save everything else for next week, so we're just going to talk more about that. But as far as us in this week, it's just been a... We're doing fine, and it's been an interesting week. And so... One thing that stood out, I'll say this. And so I contacted a coworker about some matters, legal matters, I guess. I'll just put it that way. Dealing with Dad.
The coworker's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, and he said, well, send me a little bit of information, and I'll look over it, and I'll just give you some ideas of what you guys need to prepare for. This is before Dad passed away. Yeah. And so. I sent him some information, and he said, he looked it over and he sent me a thing. He said, well, you know what? I think you guys are going to be okay. I think it's going to be good. He said, because the two most important things are in place. The two things that cause the most trouble when someone passes away, and you guys seem to have that in place, and it's good. So you're going to be all right. And so the two things were, he said, one, your dad has a will, and he's told everybody what he wants done. And where everything is going.
Yeah.
He said, that's perfect. And secondly, there's no fighting between in the family.
Nope.
And he said, so those two things, he said, if somebody has a will and there's no fighting in the family, everything goes smoothly. Because those two things missing cause a lot of problems. And so me and my brothers get along well. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
you do.
We just, even though we are three completely different, almost generations.
They are.
We grew up completely different. I didn't know my oldest brother growing up.
He Jeff was never, 18 years older than John.
It was 17 something. Yeah. Something. So, but he was
on his way out of the house.
Yeah, he was married. He was getting married when I was born.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't know him. And so, you know, it's taken years of seeing him every once in a while as he traveled.
And then Richard, the middle brother, is like 9 years older than 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, about 8 years older than me.
In case you hadn't figured out, John was one of those babies were caught in the change of life. So to speak. He was an uh-oh.
Yeah, I was an uh-oh baby.
And they just knew, since they had two boys, that he was going to be a girl.
Yeah, they thought so.
But
nope.
And I'm glad he was a boy.
Yeah. So it's, take this away from it. If you don't take anything else, well, take two things. One, get your stuff in order. Not just because you're afraid, oh, I don't want to talk about dying. Well, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
You're not going to get away from that. And writing it down on a piece of paper is not going to cause it. But help your family mm-hmm. by getting a will done and getting your estate in place and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Tell people what you want done and where you want your stuff to go.
That's what I'm
So do that. And secondly, understanding that what makes this transition easier for us is that we know that my dad, just like my mom, had faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And they trusted in him as their Lord and Savior. And they have hope that what they believed is reality now. What they were looking for is now real.
And we wouldn't wish them back peace. For nothing in the world.
That gives peace to them, and that gives peace to the family. Take those things to heart as you listen to us. So that's all we got for this week, and we're going to get out of here because we do have some other things to go do. We got to go see Donna's dad.
See my daddy.
And
I haven't been able to see
him.
He's
in a new rehab center getting better. And
getting better. And so,
what I understand, he's walking.
Hallelujah. Praise
so
the Lord.
We're going to go
and
see
him. And my daddy knows and loves the Lord. He does.
Yeah.
So my goal, like you know, John said, my goal is once daddy gets home is we're going to get his affairs in order. You know, he's going to do a will. He's gonna do a power of attorney.
Yeah,
we're gonna get all that in order.
So you got to get those things in order. It was difficult at first because they didn't want to do that kind of stuff, but it's helped us as the children.
Yeah.
So all right, we're gonna get out of here. I've been John.
I'm Donna.
And we're gonna talk to you guys later. Bye bye.